Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We mentioned earlier, Jalen was not practicing today. Came out, per Tim McManus, came out late out to the practice field. Didn't do any individual drills. Just working with a trainer. And Jalen had a press conference today. Not about this, but he was asked about it. And Jack, here's what he said.
That's it.
Didn't go today. I just do what I'm told. Maybe it's one of these. I know we all hate, analytics, and we hate the Chip Kelly body management stuff. But maybe they had.
Oh, of course, that's what it was.
Yeah, they just told him they looked at it and they managed it, and they're like, you need a day off.
Yeah, now, take a day.
Now
yeah.
I will say, it does sound sick. In the press conference,
sounds
like a little nasally. So
yeah, well, that's fine. As long as there's nothing physically wrong with him, from a shoulder, knee, ankle, anything of that nature. He gets the sniffles, he'll be okay.
I actually got nervous last night before we get to Eagles Insider Leader Power Rankings. I got a little nervous, so I told the guys I was driving home last night. Got hit with an enormous wave of nausea, like I hadn't felt in a while. I have a long drive home. So I get home, I throw up in the driveway. I text the guys, and I'm like, these two guys right here I'm doing the show with. And I'm like, hey, I feel really sick. Maybe I'll be fine tomorrow. I just want to put it on your radar just in case. I know, shut up. I haven't missed a day. I have not missed a day, Fritz. I was terrified of missing the day because I know Ike would judge me.
Oh, for sure.
And the entire show would be calling me soft, questioning my foxholeness,
right?
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I was incredibly worried.
Well, Jack knows. He's been working with me long enough.
Yes.
How I feel about people missing work for being sick.
I know.
Yeah.
We're grown men.
I know.
Yeah. Get out of bed. Come to work.
Put your big boy pants on.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Unless you need to go to the hospital.
Well,
but Ike needs proof you're in the hospital with whatever you have if you're going to miss a day of work. That's kind of how it goes.
Well, my thing was this. Early on in the show, I was battling. I had that cough. When I had that cough, I couldn't get rid of it.
Whether
it
was
allergies
too, right?
Whatever it was. Yeah. I couldn't get rid of it, but I kept coming to work. Nausea. Look, I'm a baby about getting sick, and my wife knows this because I was crying when I had the two gummies. I told her last night. I said, when I was driving home, I was really nauseous. Do you know what I thought might happen? And she said, you thought you might die. And I said, yes. I went through several scenarios in my head where whatever this nausea was connected to something that was going to kill me. And I was, this is what I went through in my head. I am going to pass out in the car and I'm going to drive into, I'm driving to
wow, you
75
went all
miles
the way
an
through,
hour.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. It was just a total disaster. I knew Ike was going to judge me I'm very bad with nausea and I'm glad that I'm okay today, but I was very afraid of what the results would be.
Had you been in a car wreck, I would be okay if you did not come to work.
Depending on what the injuries
yes,
were.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. In all seriousness, though, I'm glad you made it.
I'm here.
With a battle through.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because when you were the brand manager / program director.
Yes.
I believe I had to work when I had COVID.
You did, but from home, a coward.
I couldn't. You know me. I would have came in.
Yeah.
Infected everybody.
You were patient zero.
Now
you're right. That was before. Yeah, that was before any.
Yes.
Yeah, vaccines or anything.
Now I am not saying that I didn't want you to work from home, which I did.
Yeah.
But if we're being honest, you were locked away in a room in your house, and those 4 hours were.
It was the worst thing I ever went through in my life.
Having COVID. Or doing
being,
the show?
Being in a room by myself.
Oh, yes. That's what I'm saying. I felt like the 4 hours were at least a release for you to do something.
Of course it was. I was happy to do it.
I remember that. No one was allowed in the room.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're just in there pacing around.
Life is sliding food under the door.
What a time. What a time.
It really was.
Yeah. No, I actually needed that.
Yeah, the show.
Imagine not having the show and being there with your own thoughts.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible.
At that time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And all I had, when I got it, it was just, I wasn't doing shows. I was just the program director at FAN. So I had a day where it was so bad I couldn't do anything. But then the other days were just checking email from home alone in my room. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Awful. I would have killed to do an afternoon show.
Yep.
All right. Everyone looks forward to this every single week, 4:30 on Wednesdays. It is the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Well, the Eagles Insider of the Year is just picking up steam every single week. We will award the final, we'll award the champion at the end of the Eagles season. If you haven't heard before, if you give reports that are good, you get points. If you give reports that are wrong, we take them away. If there's inactivity, we also penalize you for that. Also, the other thing we will penalize you for is criticizing WIP personalities or our listeners.
Mm.
So somebody is constantly penalized for both those things. Can't think about who that is, but somebody constantly. Yeah. So here are last week's power rankings. Number 5 was Brian Baldinger. Number 4, Ike Reese. Number 3, Elliot Shore Parks. Number 2, the newspaper reporter. And number 1, out of nowhere, just jumped from 0 to 60, was John Clark, who was in the power rankings very early on, had a step back, but reported on Jalen Hurts, Jeff Lurie, and Saquon Barkley playing golf with Obama.
Now, an important thing to bring up with that big scoop that John Clark was able to deliver is there was another person in that group, which I talked about on the broadcast on Sunday, that was Obama's friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who was Obama's friend?
I don't know. They said Obama's friend was there as well, and Saquon Barkley lost $60 to him. So I would say the CBS team did a much better job getting to the bottom of it rather than Clarkie.
Yes.
Wow.
And that may have affected this. Because we all know what really happened is somebody sent the picture to Clark.
Of course, that
counts.
Sure.
But if he was hiding in the bushes, he would have gotten more points.
Way better.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So this week's power rankings, there are changes. Mm. Oh, there are changes. Number 5, John Clark.
Still there.
Oh, he's still there, though.
Yeah, but he went from 1 to 5.
He's lucky to still be in it.
Yeah.
That's
but
a big drop.
He's in there. Dropping one spot from number 3 to number 4, some say it may be worm-related, is Elliot Shore Parks.
Oh, ESP is still in the top 5.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's getting boxed out in press conferences.
Well, I've noticed that. He's not getting the first question anymore. I think we may have ruined that by talking about him constantly getting the first question.
Yeah, that normally happens.
Yeah. And then the other reporters probably got mad, whatever. Yeah. And I think he's penalized with the Nick Sirianni A-. And and also he is him. His assessment of Jalen Hurts being personally related to his training camp reports, I think, hurts him a little bit.
Definitely has to be docked for that.
No bias is allowed.
Yes. Big J, you're going to be a Big J journalist. You're working for the people. You're not working for yourself.
Yep.
So he drops from 4 to 3. Number 3, a new addition to the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings, LeSean McCoy.
Yep.
What?
Shady?
Shady's
he had a big scoop.
Big scoop that Nick still has serious influence over the offense. He says he's got people in the building. I mean, it was a big scoop.
It was a big scoop. No, he's wrong, but it's all right.
He's not wrong.
No, he's wrong.
No, he's right.
Everyone knows that Nick Sirianni removed himself from offensive meetings.
How do you know that?
Look, Elliot made a great point yesterday that Kellen Moore has never run the ball as much as the Eagles are running it, but Nick Sirianni teams have.
Well, Dan Orlovsky told me today on Twitter that they're finally running Kellen Moore's offense.
Well.
Oh, so Dan knows.
You know what? Dan Orlovsky, God bless him, is constantly running in fear from Eagles fans on Twitter.
Yes.
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 And because they're the worst.
He says, and his wife is an Eagle fan.
Right. I believe.
From this area.
So he has to duck that at home, too.
Yeah. I think what happens is Dan says something he believes, like about Jalen Hurts. He gets murdered for it,
yes.
And then he tries to go back the other way.
Yeah, don't go into mentions, Dan. Yep. Don't go into mentions.
And I've got great respect for Dan Orlovsky. I think he's smart. I think he makes good points. But I do think he is affected by the Eagles fans on Twitter.
Well, and that's why I'm a Greg Cosell guy. Because Greg Cosell, no idea that Twitter even exists.
Yes, good point.
He just gives his unbiased opinion about Jalen.
Number two. The newspaper reporter.
Yes.
And before we get to number one, let me just make a couple of mentions who is out of the top
five.
Yeah,
I noticed.
Yeah. Well, unless they're number one, I can tell you these people are not number one. Howard Eskin still sits out of the top five and been docked even more because he said they were going to trade for Von Miller.
Von Miller, yeah.
So that's a big old swing and a miss. They did nothing at the trade deadline.
And Von Miller didn't get traded.
Not even close.
Did he say they were going to trade for him? Or did he say, look for that? That's a name to keep an eye on.
No, it's just interesting you're defending Howard here.
Yeah.
What? I'm just saying.
No, I know. But like, he's like, name to watch
for. I have reports like that too.
Well, you told me they were getting Za'Darius Smith and Miles Garrett.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you said it's going to be a big trade deadline.
I did say that.
Baldy falls out of the top
five. Well, he saw, but they did nothing. Yes, they did zero. Zilch.
Baldy falls out of the top five, and the other person who had been in there for several weeks, over 2 months, Ike Reese falls out of the top five.
Finally.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, finally.
You haven't had a report since July.
It's the Becton thing.
You said they'd be busy at the trade deadline, and now you're yelling at me because I wanted them to be busy, and they weren't. The hell is going on here?
And we got Mr. Builder in there. Ike, it was slow build.
Yeah. What's going on?
Well, y'all told me not to guarantee any more championships.
Yoshi told you that.
Right?
Don't think about Yoshi.
I'm just saying. You know, nobody wants me to do that. So then when I say, we will win the Super Bowl next year, you're not happy with that either?
Well,
no, I want something else besides Mekhi Becton guard report from 8 months ago.
Well, hold on. Here's the thing.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You guys didn't want to give me credit for...
What?
I said Quinyon Mitchell should be playing on the outside.
But that's not a report.
I said it early.
That's an opinion because you said he's the first-round draft pick.
Exactly. Let him learn. Was I right?
Oh, yeah, you were right, but that's not a report.
Wait, do I get credit for saying Jalen should be under center? Should I be an Eagle since out of the year? No, that's
because
analysis.
Because I also said that.
You're out of the top five. All right. You're due, buddy. All right.
Well, what else can I do now? The trade deadline has passed.
Hold on. I don't know. No, here's what you can do. All right, Ike? Because I remember, and Spike, I think Spike was here. Well, who cares? I remember 2020, okay? Yeah. Eagles, they had a quarterback. His name was Jalen Hurts.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I remember Ike coming on these airwaves. No one had said this yet. No one had the idea. And Ike said, I got to see the package. And what he meant was... I got to see a Jalen Hurts package somewhere on the field, whether it be quarterback, wildcat, receiver. I don't know. He's a playmaker. Get him out there. His offense sucks. And that week against the Niners, doggone it, he was out there.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Yeah, we're looking for that guy again. We're trying to push you like we push Elliott.
I did say Cooper DeJean should be out there playing.
That's not, again, that's an opinion.
That's not an opinion. That's a fact. He should have been out there playing.
But it's not a report. You know this. The new number one, Josina Anderson.
Yes.
Out of nowhere.
Alshon gone. Yeah. Josina back.
340 yesterday.
Josina's back in there.
Well, look. Yesterday, we have this team of Eagles reporters. Nobody says the Eagles aren't going to do anything by the deadline. She comes out and she says the Eagles are standing pat at the deadline. 340. It's the biggest report we got out of any of these people. Yeah. So Josina Anderson goes right to number one. Really disappointed in Elliott. Really disappointed in Ike. Incredibly disappointed, but not surprised by Howard. And
hold on, didn't I say Big Dom was wearing a headset?
Yeah, he did. He did. Is that on the air before the game, or is that an off the air conversation?
Man. All right.
Oh, no credit for that, though, hon. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Oh, it's good. I like this.
All right.
215. This is like you demanding that Spike doesn't get the cover on his picks this week.
Oh, yeah. That was, well, we'll get to that, too. That was ridiculous.
I'm just saying. I'd never heard of that before.
Different segment. 215-592-9494. By the way, if you, we have Thursday night against Washington coming up next week.
Yep.
If you have tickets to that game, Delco, we're all Delco's men here. Delco has the game night getaway. What you can do, and this is good, you stay 20 minutes away in Springfield, which is in Delco. You get a discounted hotel rate. You get an overnight stay in Delco. You get a pregame tailgate with an Eagles legend. You get a ride to and from the game, and I'm going to hang out at your tailgate with you before the game. So here's what you get. You go to the game. You guys are laughing. You can laugh on the air. Go ahead.
No. I was just telling him he had a FanDuel read this break.
Oh, okay. Well, what am I supposed to
do? Well, you're doing a read.
Just do your read.
It's a natural pause.
I'm just telling the people.
You're doing a thing about Delco. Okay. We're keeping the train rolling.
Just reminded me that I have a read.
Okay.
Rather than earlier, where he was an hour off.
All right. Well, I just saw you guys laughing at me.
Wasn't that you?
We weren't laughing at you.
Look, here's what you're going to do. You're going
to Bro, I made this show.
All right. I'm giving up now. What you do get is you go to the game, you get the tailgate, you get a ride to and from, you get a hotel to relax. You don't have to worry about going on home. What you don't get, no parking, no traffic, no hassles, birds worry-free, rooms are limited. You can book your stay at visitdelcopa.com. That is visitdelcopa.com. Eagles and Visit Delco. It's a good combo. Andrew and Jameson, you're on WIP. What's up, Andrew?
What it do, afternoon?
Oh, this is Andrew.
He's trying. Is he like that?
A little bit more energy today. By the way, is it Jameson or is it Jamison?
Jamison. Okay. We call it a J-Hood, but
no one calls
I pronounce that. It.
Where is that, by the way?
It's right near Doylestown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's up, Drew?
Yeah, I'm just calling in to tell you we'll be on that bus in New Orleans. Got me. Supporting Saquon like OG Wade supports Jalen Hurts.
Oh, you the Saquon guy.
What a big position.
Yeah.
He's, I mean, I've loved him ever since he stepped foot at Happy Valley. So, you know, he's a dog. He's the best player on our team. And I'm going to go out, not on a limb here, but we're going to win on Sunday by a good amount. We're going to take the Stars.
Ooh, boy.
The sky, put them down in the grass in Dallas.
So what you're saying is the Eagles, as a 8-point favorite, are going to win the football game. And Saquon's the best player.
Not just win. We're going to kill Dallas.
Okay. All right.
Do you think that Bryce Harper's the best Philly?
Poor Andrew's trying so hard.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't know. Bryce is definitely my favorite guy right now. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, are you a Penn State guy? Is that why you've always been a Saquon guy?
Yeah, I mean, I just graduated in the spring, so
that hurts you.
From Penn State, congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, this week was a little rough, but get a home playoff game, probably lose and get blown out by a SEC team, you know, the use.
You weren't the guy that Jason Kelce took the phone from, were you?
No. I was tailgating. I don't know what that kid was doing.
Okay, all right. Good stuff. So,
speaking of Kelce, he did address it on his podcast.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Say anything good?
I don't know.
No, all right. What else you got, Andrew?
And, I heard Soto came out today saying that he doesn't want to go to the West Coast, he wants to stay on the East Coast. So that's looking a little more favorable for the Phils. Yanks aren't signing the back. I know that. He doesn't want to experience that misery again, the World Series. So why not come here, get the job done, get a couple rings, and retire with us?
I would love that. So the big question is, what are you prepared to sacrifice to get Juan Soto here as a Philly?
So definitely sacrificing my cardiovascular system with some kind of running. I don't run. So
okay.
Trying to think of something. Maybe you guys can come up with something. I'm not sure yet. So,
What's your build? What are we looking at? Height and weight?
5'10", 220.
Ooh. Jack?
Short and stocky.
Yeah, Jack and I, that's about what I was when I wasn't 5'8", but I was 5'10", 235. Yeah.
I got size 12 feet, not like Elliot's 8, so, you know.
Do we get him to, you remember the 8-minute mile challenge?
Yeah, yeah.
Does Andrew have to train to do the 8-minute mile?
So I was thinking,
if Soto signs?
I was thinking either that or if it's a 15-year deal, 15 miles.
There's no way.
8-minute mile. I mean, I could try that.
Huh? Well, you're gonna have to train. If you're not a runner and you're 5'8", 2 1/4, no offense, you're definitely gonna have to work to get to 8 minutes.
I don't know.
5'10". I would start working on it. I would start working on it now because Jack really had to train for the 8-minute mile. But there's no way you're running 15 miles. I would not. That's very having done that
I
before.
Agree with that.
Yeah. So would you commit to the 8-minute mile, and it doesn't count until you run it in 8 minutes or less. So
let's commit to the 8-minute mile, straight through, no breaks, right?
Well, as long as you do it in 8 minutes, I don't care. You can take a break if you want, but the clock is still running. So
right.
As long as you get from point A to point B, 8-minute mile, that is your sacrifice. Do we all agree that's fair?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, good.
All right, Andrew.
I do, and I'll try to see you guys. I'm trying to stop in Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, Monday.
Monday, you mean?
Monday. Yeah, Monday, yes. Monday. I'll try to stop in Monday. I'm not sure.
Okay.
My availability, but getting down there.
All right.
All right, brother.
He's taking steps. He's taking the
I
right
like
steps.
It. I
Andrew
like
from
it.
Jameson's taking the right steps.
I like it.
I'm just going to be honest.
What?
I miss Chuck.
No, I don't.
I just. I don't. I know this is not a universal show opinion, but.
No.
I miss Chuck.
He left us. I like Andrew better.
That's not possible.
I do. Guy's actually trying. Well, appreciates us.
Sure. He seems like a great guy.
Yeah.
I need something unhinged. We haven't gotten unhinged in a while.
The OG was unhinged yesterday.
Tasty Cake Dom was
unhinged. From Collegeville started off with, don't talk to me like I'm a child. That
he
was
definitely
little,
unhinged.
That was unhinged yesterday.
Man.
We had it.
Yeah.
It's that bite. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know why Chuck doesn't want to call? Because Chuck just threatens things and Joel Embiid does things and Chuck knows he's not the man that Embiid is.
Oof.
Like Embiid stepped up, somebody wronged him, he did something about it. Chuck just calls the midday show.
Oh.
That's Chuck's way of standing up to the man. So not that I want him to handle it any differently, just to be clear. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Our football
Are you going to throw Chuck's phone?
No. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's, marks-jewelers.com. To manage Saquon's workload, would you rather the Eagles throw the ball more or more Gainwell touches? Ike, what do you think the response is on this?
Eagles throw the ball more.
What do you think the percentages are?
Slightly. Let's go 54%.
This is going to shock you. Mm. More Gainwell touches.
Wow.
61%.
Nobody wants Jalen to throw the ball.
No.
Now, did Nick vote on the ball?
Yeah.
Did Kellen vote on the ball?
Nobody wants Jalen to throw the ball.
Baldy was like, give it to Gainwell.
Yeah.
I thought Baldy saying I would be worried about the workload was... Because I thought Baldy was going to be he's a running back, let him run.
Right, let him run.
And I wasn't even thinking of the... playoff touches in addition to the regular season.
Oh, yeah. That's when it matters.
And unless we had a number one seed, that's 3 weeks of football you need to get to the Super Bowl.
So that's 75 touches.
You're
talking about 450 touches for him.
Yeah, we might as well cancel next year if that's the case, Ted.
We better win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, Nick did say earlier today they are conscious of it.
He did say that at his press conference, yes. Okay. But if they aren't moving the ball,
they're going to give it to
Saquon. They're going to give it to him. They're going to give it to him.
Yeah. And that's why they, we'll get to it. Jack, the top 5 of 5 is next. What do we have to look forward to?
There's been some rivalries brewing on this show. On this show.
Oh, this is going to be a
good one. Time to break down the 5 best rivalries.
All right.
Because we'll involve callers.
I'm aware. I'm aware. That's next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.